they'll find, most people will find a mixture of darkness and brightness. That can be a visually restful experience and can be used to develop concentration. Now, of course, in addition to the dark or bright, you might have in that area mental images. I call them see-in. You could see people, places, physical objects. But since our emphasis is on focus on rest, we're going to ignore any mental pictures that might be there. Ignore means let them be there, but don't intentionally focus on them. Instead, focus on the background, dark or bright, as a visually restful experience. Now, another thing that can be present in that area is colors. It's not uncommon that people report colors. So if you have colors, that's okay, but our interest will be on how bright or dark the color is rather than the actual color itself. So this is one form of sea rest. There are other forms of sea rest, but this is the easiest visually restful state that you can access. We're focusing on the simplest possible visual experience, which is a general level of illumination, how dark or bright something is. Normally, when we focus on visual experience, our interest is in the color and the form of the visual experience. But if we sort of lose interest in the color and form, but we want to stay in a visual experience, then we can focus on the general level of how dark or bright something is. And that creates a form of sea rest. Some people are drawn to focus on the darkness aspect. Some people are drawn to focus on the brightness aspect. Some people, in fact, most people, like to just focus on the mixture of the dark and the bright. This is one kind of visual restful experience, and our label, our mental label for every kind of visual restful experience is see rest. So it's visual, but it's not differentiated. Restful by nature. So we'll call it see rest. Now that blankness, it might be stable or it might sort of swirl and flow. Any pattern is fine as far as that goes. Historically, focusing on pure brightness or pure darkness is called a kasina or a nimitta, N-I-M-I-T-T-A or K-A-S-I-N-A, in the language of early Buddhism. And in the early Buddhist texts, one of the ways to develop the deep states of meditation is to focus on a visual kasina and let that just take you into very deep states. So my focus on rest technique is a variation on that theme. So what I'm going to have you do with your eyes closed is you're going to look at the dark, bright, or mixture of dark, bright, associated with your eyes being closed. You're going to focus all your attention on that. And when your attention gets pulled into mental talk or a body experience or a mental image, you're coming back to either focusing just on the darkness that's there, just on the brightness that's there, or on the mixture of the two. The mental label will be see rest. So we're going to explore that for a couple minutes. Before we do any questions, just about what I just described. Yes.
It's kind of confusing because when I meditate, I never focus on the color. So if I want to be peaceful or mindful, I never take it. I'm not looking at the color. I'm like, I'm afraid that it will make me every time I meditate from now on focus on the colors, which I never give them focus. And
well,
why should I give them focus?
We're not actually focusing on the color, which would be red or blue. We're focusing on how dark or bright it is. We're mostly focusing on either the blackness or the whiteness that might be there as a visually restful experience. Okay? So the question was, well, I'm afraid if I focus on those colors, then I'll always be distracted by those colors. Well, first of all, the answer is you're not actually focusing on color. You're focusing, in a sense, on the opposite of color, on just dark, pure dark, or pure bright, or both of those together, as a restful state. Most people find it produces tranquility. Now, of course, you don't, as I mentioned, in my retreats, you don't have to focus in any particular way, but you might like it if you try it. But you also raised an important question. If I focus on that, then won't I always be distracted by that? Okay. So what do you usually focus on with in your meditation?
Sensation?
Your breath or your a body sensation.
Visualizing then it's really strong sensation. So now it's like even in meditation to appear again, the fear that I would be distracted by it as I'm seeing something when my eyes are open.
Yes, what you're saying is that, well, visual can be very powerful,
yes.
And therefore, would it not develop a distraction?
Yes.
So, as a general principle, we're trying to develop concentration power, in general, okay? We're not trying to develop the ability to concentrate on just one particular thing. We're trying to develop the ability to concentrate on whatever we want to concentrate on. Okay? So if you want to concentrate on your body or your breath, and you bring your attention to that, you're able to do so. But let's say you want to concentrate on sound or a mental image, okay? Or another person as they're talking, or music. Then you want to be able to have the ability to concentrate on those also. So by learning how to, by being willing to try concentrating on different kinds of things, you're developing a more general or more flexible concentration ability. Okay?
But I don't have to concentrate. Sometimes I'm just mindful, so I can meditate and just be at peace. Or be emptiness, an emptiness state, so wouldn't be like a barrier to
You find that sometimes you're able to just go into a deep state of tranquility,
yes,
without implementing any particular technique. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what you're reporting. That's excellent. That is in and of itself a kind of technique that I call do nothing. It's described in my manual. Why do I describe many, many different ways of working in that manual? Because different things work better for different people. However, if that approach works well for you, that's good. But how are you going to test that it's working well? You should be able to do any other form of meditation without difficulty. Okay? So what can easily happen is that a person gets in a habit of meditating in a certain way, and they're not learning generic skills. They're just learning the specific skill of meditating that way. They're not learning the generic skill of meditating on anything they want to meditate on. So in order not, so you have to weigh the benefits and cost, okay? The cost of focusing on this other thing is, well, maybe it will activate something that will distract you, okay? The benefit of focusing on this other, the sea rest, is that it will give you a more flexible and more general sense of what it means to concentrate. So you have to weigh the cost and the benefit. And I would say, as an expert in meditation, that the potential problem is extremely small, and the potential benefit is extremely large. Okay? Yes, way in the back.
I want to ask you how the eye should look. Should it focus like you look in the distance, or should it focus like you look something very, very close, because then they get cross-eyed? And the actual muscles of the eyes, or the actual position of the eyes, do they have any influence? But then disciplines like, how do disciplines, the position of the eyes, have very much to do with the consciousness? So,
is this a question with regards to the eyes, when we do it with the eyes closed, the sea rest with your eyes closed? I would say whatever's comfortable for you as far as where to position your awareness. Different things work for different people. Yes.
I can't seem to focus when I had that, I don't know, it's a problem, but the same experience as the last retreat we gave, when we taught us to know image or the rest of the table. For some reason, I'm not sure, when you say focus on that space, I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Yes.
I'm supposed to use my eyes in a way, but then they're closed.
Okay. So I understand. Well, essentially, she said, I tried that last time, and I couldn't understand what you meant. So maybe I can help make it a little clearer to you. As you close your eyes, things get darker, right? If you close your eyes halfway, there's less light, so it's a little darker. And then if you close two-thirds, things get darker still. And then when you finally completely close your eyes, things get completely dark. Is that correct? Yeah, there's nothing mysterious about this. This isn't some Zen question, okay? As you close your eyes, things get progressively darker. So there's an awareness of darkness when you close your eyes. Is that correct? You're aware that relative to your eyes open, things are dark. So all you need to do is just continue to be aware of that darkness and call it sea rest. Okay? That's all. There's nothing more than that. Then you'll be pulled elsewhere. You'll be pulled to a body sensation, for example, or an external sound. Then come back to that darkness. And that's it. You just keep, every few seconds, you're aware that you're not seeing anything. Therefore, see rest. Okay? Some people find within that darkness, though, there's some brightness. You might not, but some people might. And some people like to focus on the brightness that's inside the darkness. So that's also a possibility. But it's as simple as that. You don't have to make it complicated. Things get dark. You're either aware of that or not. Whenever you're not aware of that, come back to that and call it see rest if you use a mental label. Okay? Okay, good. Now we're going to do it. Take a moment to stretch up and settle in. And enjoy the stillness of your body. The stillness that comes through really accepting the way the body feels moment by moment. Now, if you haven't already done so, close your eyes and bring your attention to the area in front of, behind your closed eyes. There may be a sense of darkness there. Almost certainly there will be some darkness. After all, your eyes are closed. There may be some brightness there. Some light gets in through your eyelids. Also, there's the light of the mind itself, the intrinsic brightness of consciousness itself, that can cause some brightness there. Usually there's a mixture, dark and bright mixed together, chiaroscuro, it's called in Italian art. Focus on that as a visually restful experience. Our mental label will be see rest. You may want to emphasize the darkness. You may want to emphasize the brightness. You may want to emphasize that there's dark and bright at the same time. Any pattern of focus is fine. If you have mental images, visual thoughts, look through them, around them, to the underlying grayscale blank. If there's colors, that's okay, but just be interested in how they contribute to the darkness or brightness of the field. The sea rest may be stable, unchanging, or it may be flowing, swirling, vibrating, pixelating. If it's stable, let it stabilize consciousness, taking you into a timeless, eternal now. If it's flowing, let it massage consciousness. Let those waves and swirls and energy massage your visual circuits. See, rest. If the sea rest flows, let that massage you. If it's stable, unmoving, let that stabilize you. Take you into a timeless world. You may want to focus primarily on the darkness. You may want to focus primarily on the brightness. You may want to focus on the mixture of the two. Any choice is fine, whatever works for you. Thank you. Okay, good. Now, we're going to explore another form of visual rest. With your eyes open, you can sort of defocus, disengage from intentionally looking at things. Some people call it a far focus or an open focus. Some people call it a soft focus or a defocus. Any term you wish to use is fine. Let's explore that. Open your eyes. Notice as you open your eyes, color and form arise. The world of color and form arises. We conventionally call it the material world. But it's just a visual world that has color and form. But if we sort of get disinterested in the color and the form of the objects, then we're just sort of interested. It's a little similar. We're just interested in the brightness. We're somewhat relaxing the external gaze. This can be helpful for keeping alertness. And we'll call this state of letting go of external sights. We'll call it another form of sea rest. It's looking through the world rather than at it so much. So note this defocus, soft focus state with your eyes open as sea rest. Of course, color and form will still be very vivid, but you're maybe 3% or 5% disengaged. Just sort of looking through the world a little bit more, looking at it a little bit less. And our label for this will also be sea rest, because we're soft focusing the physical sight. Another way to describe it is you're looking out, but a little bit less at the material world. Now, very slowly close your eyes. Notice as you slowly close your eyes, the darkness builds, but the brightness might also stick around. It's even possible when you close your eyes completely that brightness dominates. If so, totally let that happen. So now once again, note, see, rest with your eyes closed. Might be a little darker or a little brighter because we did the work with the eyes open. This gives you a way to focus on visual rest whether your eyes are open or closed. And you also now know that you can focus on body rest with your eyes open or closed. So that allows you to take the restful states into motion. Okay, good. Now look back. So far we've learned how to focus on feel rest and how to focus on see rest. And we've learned how to do either one with your eyes open, which means that you can carry these practices into motion, if you wish. Do them while moving. So now choose, would you like to do feel rest or see rest? Would you like to practice it with your eyes open or closed? Do you want to use mental labels or no labels at all? You have options. was good work. Now continue your formal practice into the eating period and the break period afterwards. However you'd like to focus, whatever works for you. But try to be continually coming back to an intentional focus.